Imagine waking up one day to find your world plunged into darkness, your eyesight gone forever, and now you can only navigate life, never seeing again.
I lost several friends, but I know they were not my friends.
This is the reality that met Charity Chugulo some years back.
I noticed, early 2017, I noticed that gradually my sight is deteriorating, my vision is becoming blurry.
Charity was diagnosed with glaucoma, a condition that gradually stole her sight and almost brought her blossoming media career to an abrupt end.
I was diagnosed with glaucoma 2017, but my sight had, I had realized that my sight was deteriorating. My vision was becoming blurred. So after they diagnosed me with glaucoma in 2017, a huge chunk or a percentage of my sight had already, I had already lost a huge percentage of my sight. So by 2018, gradually, in a pole, it eats up your optical nerve. So I completely became blind.
The diagnosis was a devastating blow, threatening to shatter the future she had worked so hard to build.
It affected me emotionally in a very bad way because, I didn't know much about the condition. They were saying it's hereditary. So I tried to analyze, I lost several friends. I know they were not my friends. That is when I knew they were not my friends. They were just there.
Struck by blindness, Charity's life took a dramatic turn, leaving her desperate and struggling to adjust to a world she could no longer see.
It really affected my job because now I had to stop reading news for Red Jumbo and find another way of, continuing to work. I thought that this is the end of me, this isn't a footwork.
The light of hope began dwindling as she faced the harsh reality of her condition.
I had really focused on news reading, and I had not thought so much about writing, So I was thinking there's nothing else I can do. I was becoming hopeless.
Yet, in the face of this adversity, Charity found an inner strength and resilience, refusing to let her diagnosis define her destiny.
But later, I understood that I could also write. I don't have to read news. I can write, and I can still impact the society.
Ophthalmologist and glaucoma specialist Dr. Daniel Kiage from Innovation Eye Center Kisi defines glaucoma as a group of eye conditions that damage the optic nerve, typically due to an increase in high pressure within the eye. When the nerve gets damaged, a person starts losing vision. However, this did not deter her focus or diminish her dreams. Despite the overwhelming challenges, Charity remained determined to achieve her goals and find new ways to pursue her passions.
With the help of my colleagues at the Kenya Society for the Blind, that I could still do something, I could still do something. It's not all about reading news.
From the desperation of the past, Charity is now building her future, turning her challenges into stepping stones toward a new and inspiring journey.
The fact that I'm able to write stories that are impacting lives gives me fulfillment, And that I can also write just like any other person can.
In a world where adversity often shapes destinies, the story of Charity Chilugu stands as a beacon of hope and unwavering determination.
After denial, you need to encourage yourself and then just move on, because I believe there's something more that you can do.
She is now joining the broken pieces of her past, ready to establish a bright future.
So I would really love to do some projects in singing, and also in regards to my profession, that I'm able to do much.
This podcast has also been made possible by the Star newspaper in partnership with One Ifra, a story by Nancy Wainaina. My name is Mark Gitau.